Hi, Bayside. It's so good to be with you today. We are starting a series on prayer, and this is not about the methodology of prayer. This is about prayer as relationship. So looking at it a little bit differently, I was musing on how odd we can be. We say one thing and often we do another. I don't think it's something that we mean to do, but like Paul says, I do one thing, I do the very thing that I actually don't want to do. One time I was praying in my office, and a little while later, Gigi walked into the room and she said, "Mom, is God deaf?" And I said, "What do you mean, honey?" And she said, "Well, when you guys pray, you're always shouting. And your idea of a good prayer meeting is when everybody has shouted louder than the next person." Well, you know, her 14-year-old self really got to me. And she said, if I did that with my friends, I wouldn't really have a friendship with them. And there again, she got me. And we talk about friendship with Jesus, friendship with God. So that got me thinking and chatting with the team about what are some of the most important things in a relationship. If we're asking for this relationship with God and we want to be like Enoch, a man that walked with God or a woman that walked with God, someone who walks with the Holy Spirit, then how can we learn from some of the relational skills that we need to develop both with each other, but also with our relationship with God? So let's pray before we start this. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to share today a little bit about my journey with prayer and a little bit about how we can, I guess, just really shake up our prayer life and see ways that we can do things a little differently in order to really make sure that we are walking in step with you and your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So prayer is actually a two-way communication. I know that might come as a shock to some of you because you might think I've been asked to pray. That means I've been asked to say something. But it's as much about listening as it is about talking. So as a team, we had a little chat about relationships and the things that are important to us whilst in relationships. And many of you would have heard me say the statement, if it matters to you, what matters to you matters to me, then we're in relationship. And if what matters to me matters to you, we're also in relationship. So it's about really knowing one another. So the four things that we came up with were really important in relationships, any relationships, and this therefore goes into your prayer life as well. Your attitude, your accessibility, how you accompany someone, and your attentiveness. Yep, we did the preacher thing. We went for the four A's. So over the coming weeks, we're going to have the preaching team, unpack some of these things. First week, we've got Amelia is going to be talking about posture and attitude towards God. And then we've got Mark. Pastor Mark will be coming to do Father's Day, which will be wonderful. And then Rob will be talking about prayer as accessibility, allowing time for your prayer life. And then we have Sandra, who'll be talking about prayer as accompaniment. Let me let you into a really big secret. She will not tell you this herself, but she wrote the most amazing paper for her master's on accompaniment and the importance of being alongside someone on the journey. So that's going to be a treat. Jimmy will be praying on prayer as attentiveness, leaning in and really listening to God. So we've got the four areas: attitude, accessibility, accompaniment, and attentiveness. So my job is to just give you a quick splash, a quick overview of some of these things, and then the others will dive a little bit deeper. And I want you to work with me. I actually want you to interact, and you can do so on the feed and tell me a little bit about your experience and what you have just had an aha moment about, maybe like little Gigi, who's not so little anymore. So let's get into attitude. By this, I mean, how do we actually approach prayer? How do we approach a situation? Let's consider some of the ways that maybe we have done this up until now. I remember and still utilize this from time to time, the acronym ACTS and the acronym PRAY. And they're both great acronyms to help us to learn to pray and to consider the things that we want to look at in prayer. The ACTS acronym looks like this. A for adoration, praising God for who he is. Then C for confession, humbly acknowledging your sins before God and maybe your shortcomings, maybe areas that you could do a little bit better in. Thanksgiving, praising God for what he has done and expressing gratitude for it. And supplication, asking God to provide for your needs or the needs of others. And the PRAY acronym goes like this. Praise, praising God for who he is. Repent, humbly acknowledging our sin before God. Asking God to provide our needs and the needs of others. And yield, an act of submission to his will in our lives. So I'd like you now to interact. On the screen, I have put up a word scramble of some of the words. I went around and asked people what prayer meant to them, and they gave that to me, and I've put those up on the screen. But I'd like you to take a few moments and actually feedback to us. When you think of prayer, what does it mean to you? And maybe some of your approaches and maybe some of your attitudes. And definitely, you wouldn't be alone if you said sometimes you feel like you just only pray when it's like a real emergency, or you go through the ropes of things just to get it done. And you're not alone in that. And possibly that's because you've been seeing prayer as outcome-based, i.e. you ask God for something, tick, you've done your bit, and oh, wow, he does it, tick, he's done his bit. So it's transactional, not relational. And I think that once you change your attitude, change your mind, change your heart towards actually just really wanting to deepen the relationship with God, everything will change. Absolutely everything will change. So you see on the screen some of the things, the different methods: praying with scripture, corporate prayer, prayer journeys, prayer walks, praying through a song, intercessory prayer, fasting and prayer. There's so many different ways or methods of prayer. But I want to have a think about and unpack the relational side of prayer. Why do we pray? How do we want to approach anyone? And how do we want to be approached if somebody's coming towards us and wants a relationship? Do we come with curiosity? Do we come with a sense of, I'd love to know what's on your mind? Do we, when we come to God, say, what's breaking your heart at the moment? What's going on for you, God, right now? You know, we'll often say that to a person, what's happening with your world? I often say to God, you know, how are you about what's happening with our world? And often I just sense this incredible sense of, sometimes I sense joy and sometimes I sense sadness, depending on what's happening. And I think that God wants to know us and for us to know him on that level. And we can really get a glimpse into how this looks like. We've seen the examples in scripture and we've seen how Jesus has been at various times. And of course, Jesus is God in the flesh. And we can get an idea of what it is to be in a relational prayer life with God. How do we watch and see what God is doing? Are we looking around, or do we just, slam into a prayer meeting with whatever is on our mind? Are we paying attention to what is in the room and what is God doing and what is the sense of what is happening? Because often in normal relationships, people can just blare into the room and have no idea of what's going on. And it can be the same with prayer. We don't spend the time waiting and watching and listening to really see what's up, what's the Holy Spirit doing, what's happening, and therefore respond on that level. Jeremiah 23, 23 and 24 says, I am God who is near. So are we praying to him as a God who is near? I'm not a God who is far off. Can a man hide himself in a hiding place so I do not see him? Do I not fill the heavens and the earth? I mean, are we praying to a God? Do we recognize who he is in our attitude of approach to him? And recognize that he is the one who fills the heavens and the earth. Are we coming to him in that way? Or is our God become too small because we decide what he can and cannot do? I think we need to lift the lid on some of those things and start to see God in places that we've never done so before. Allow him to basically to unveil himself in many areas of our lives so that we can give thanks. And as we do that, we begin to see a whole new level of relationship. I love Isaiah 6 verse 3. It says, "And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory.'" And do we look at the world from that perspective? Are we looking at the fact that the world, the Bible says that the world is filled with the glory of God? Are we looking at that? And when we go into prayer, are we praying from that posture, a posture of recognizing God's glory? And secondly, accessibility. Relationships can be limited if we don't make ourselves available. How many times have you tried to catch up with someone? And yes, we go through times of real busyness, but eventually you get to the point where you go, oh my goodness. I remember driving around with a child's present in it from when they were a baby till when they were nearly 3 years old. And eventually I just ran out of hope of actually ever giving that gift to that child. But I think that we need to adapt this into our Christian walk as well. Often we try to find the perfect time to be available. And any of you that have kids out there or partners or friends, so that would be all of us, know that often when we are needed or when a response is required of us, it's not the very best time. If you're a mum, you'll find it's normally late at night. If you're a friend, you'll find that it's normally on the end of a hard day. If you're a partner, it'll normally be when you are actually empty yourself and then someone's going to need something from you. And look, there are times where you just need to pull away like Jesus did. He pulled out into the lake so that he could have time to restore and repair and just have one-on-one access to the Father. But also, he needed to replenish from the crowd. And there's times where we need to just have that space where we are accessible to God. Think about the times that you have felt a person near you, a person that's close to you, and you have not felt that you can reach them. You've not felt that they're accessible. Now, please stop poking the person inside of you who's scrolling through their mobile phone while I'm preaching, because that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you're with someone and you're trying to have a conversation and they're smiling, but they ain't smiling at you. They're smiling at what they're scrolling at. Now, I am also guilty of this because I'm often trying to do two or three things at a time. Not good. I am not advocating for that at all. If I want to be accessible, I got to put aside everything else so that I can square on, look at that person or listen to that person if I'm talking on the phone. And so if we want to be accessible to God, we got to put aside the other things, put aside all the distractions, put aside time, make sure that you're intentional about this time and be available. It's not about having a quality time that you plan. Some of the best times that I've had with friends or with colleagues or with my partner or with my kids is unplanned time, but time where I'm accessible. You know, God wants to tap us on the shoulder. Revelations 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking at the door of our heart because he wants to come in. He doesn't want to come in to have a big meeting about something. He wants to sup with us. There's something amazing about sitting and having a meal with somebody and having fellowship with them and being totally attentive to what is going on. And that's what he wants to do with us. And so we need to be intentional with how we do that with him. We can also experience group time that is attentive to God, but it's nothing like that one-on-one time. As we see throughout scripture, God makes himself so accessible to us. We can sense him in the wind. We can see him in nature. We can see him in the eyes of a little baby. We can sense him in the smile of a friend or the touch of a colleague. And we need to do the same thing and be available in the same way so that we can, for him to touch us, for him to smile at us, and for him to allow himself to show himself to us in many real ways. Thirdly, in accompaniment. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for I, the Lord, is with you wherever you go." You can't go anywhere that God is not. And so he is there to walk beside us. There's times where we've got to be there for people to support them, to accompany them through difficult times. Now, it doesn't mean the same thing to everybody. Sometimes we've just got to say to a person, what is it that you need right now? What do you need? You know, it might be a practical thing like helping with a kid's pickup at school, or it might be, you know, helping if it's a very sad situation, maybe helping with take the burden off someone if they're having an illness, or it may be just somebody needs moral support. How can we accompany people through different things? God wants to accompany us in everything that we do. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So how are we allowing him, inviting him to accompany us? How are we making room for him? Well, if somebody is with us and is supporting us and accompanying us, we will be listening to them and allowing them to speak. So are we doing that in our prayer life? Have we thought about that? Have we thought about being accessible? Have we thought about our attitude and our position? Have we thought about how we can be attentive? I think we should consider that, because this will absolutely open up the lid on our prayer life. And we all get lids from time to time. And if you haven't got a lid and you're doing really well, that's fantastic. But we can always learn something new. People can tell when we're not fully present. Attentiveness. As we said earlier, people can tell when we're not fully there. Even if we're looking at them straight in the face, it's like, hello. And, you know, I have to make an effort to be fully present a lot of the time, to actually turn up, because there's times where there is more traffic in my head than there is in Heathrow Airport. So when you are thinking about things that have distracted you from maybe putting time aside to pray, think about some of the things that you can do so that you have no distractions. I find that if I'm on my mobile phone reading my scriptures, then something else will pop up. So I just tend to turn my phone onto airplane mode and I will go and read a paper Bible and then listen to the Holy Spirit. Or sometimes I will just sit there and so many things will come in and out of my mind, but I'll go, no, my intention is to spend this time and to be really filled up with the source of heaven, to be really filled up with God's love, to be filled up with healing, and to really allow myself to be fully present in God's presence. When your mind is elsewhere, even though your body is positioned to pray, or you've put aside the time, it can be really, really hard. And if we come to this time of prayer with the idea of just ticking a box, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And God doesn't want a tick the box type relationship. He wants a sup with me relationship. He wants a come in, let's sit down, let's be together type relationship. Not a transactional relationship, but a real and genuine relationship with him. Paul says that we're not to live according to the flesh. It's so easy to take the patterns of the world and to translate those or transcribe those onto the way of the Spirit. I have so many questions, even some of the ways that we live out Bible truths, because the Bible was written to an Eastern culture, and they have so many different ways of looking at things than we do. So I think there are many areas that we can be looking at and we can be saying, I don't want to live according to the flesh. I don't want to have a to-do list or a goals list with my prayer. What I want is, if I'm going to have any goal, it's to know him and to know him better, more and more, to be a friend of God. And to be a friend of God, I have to have the right attitude. I have to be able to be accessible. I have to be able to pay attention and I have to learn to accompany him and others on this journey. Thanks for listening to me, and I hope that you've had a little think about some of these things, and maybe you disagree. Fantastic. Let me know your thoughts. I look forward to chatting with you. Take care and see you next time.